This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a big art and culture expo here in Los Angeles last year, a celebration of L.A. and Southern California art from 1945 through 1980. Pacific Standard Time was the title. We're talking months of events all over Southern California. And now the time has come to pay the piper, as it were, figure out the economic impact of a year's worth of art. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has the story.
Luis de Jesus owns one of the 70 art galleries that took part in Pacific Standard Time.
I remember the first time that I was taken to a museum. I was in kindergarten. And I remember being led with my classroom, everybody kind of holding hands, and seeing this huge painting of this giant lion kind of leaping out at me. And I was just so struck by that. I was like, oh my God.
De Jesus isn't sure you can put a price tag on the hundreds of thousands of oh my God moments that Pacific Standard Time events sparked at his gallery and all over town. According to the economic impact study released today, 1.8 million visitors came to Southern California's museums and galleries just for Pacific Standard Time. That's potentially a lot of oh my God. Jim Cuno's the president and CEO of the J. Paul Getty Trust. It launched the sprawling initiative that took 10 years of research and preparation.
People began to ask us, well, what's going to be the impact of this project? To which we always answered, there's going to be new scholarship developed. It's going to be disseminated broadly through publication and online. And lots of people are going to come to exhibitions and learn about this great artistic legacy that was endangered.
Cuno says, and then people would ask,
what difference is it going to make in the local economy?
The unemployment rate in Los Angeles during Pacific Standard Time was 12%, much higher than the national average. How to create jobs was the obsession, not how to celebrate art history. So the Getty had an outside organization crunch the numbers. The L.A. County Economic Development Corporation looked at 31 nonprofit cultural institutions that took part in Pacific Standard Time. Each detailed how many employees they hired, how much they spent on printing, on construction supplies, and food. Add to that visitor spending and...
From an economic point of view, of course, it was a good thing.
That's Christine Cooper, an economist who worked on the study.
We determined that the visitor spending and the institutional spending generated $280 million in economic output for the region and about 2,500 jobs.
Cuno, the CEO of the J. Paul Getty Trust, says, yes, those numbers are good, but...
I would just caution everyone to not confuse the benefits of artistic experiences with the economics of artistic experiences. They're not the same, but they do coexist.
He says the goal for the project was to expose Southern California and beyond to homegrown artistic excellence. He's so happy, Pacific Standard Time Part 2 is already in the works. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.